Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness through God's servant.
Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are expecting miracles to happen to you? And how many of you have your miracle already in your hand? Amen. I am not just talking, I'm saying what is happening. Do you believe it? I am not just talking, I'm saying what is already happening. Miracles are happening. We are going to have more miracles today. I saw miracles happening till next year. Just hear me. Some miracles will begin today. They won't end today. They will not end tomorrow. They will not end next tomorrow. They will still, it's a spiral move. It's a chain reaction. It's going to begin next week. They won't stop. Yeah. Till December 25, they won't stop. Yeah. There's what is coming, Christmas miracles. Yeah. I say your Christmas miracle is around. Yeah. Then it will get to New Year miracles. Yeah. Anybody who is saying it, it means you are receiving it. Don't look at me. I'm not giving announcement. I'm saying what is happening. If you believe it, receive it. They will happen 28th of December. And some people you will receive specially on the 29th of December. You will give me testimony. I say you will give me testimony. I say 29th of December. Some of you will receive miracles. And some 30th of December. And I'm afraid 31st of December. When you are doing your Passover night here, miracles will be happening on this ground. Then 1st of January, you wake up with miracles. The vista and portal of miracle is open upon everyone here. It's open. I just see heaven is open. It will stop in January 1st. January 2nd. January 3rd. Oh, stretch your faith to January. Receive it. I said, ending of January. And at the end of January, hear what is happening. Heaven will now decide what kind of dimension of miracle are we going to begin to push for. They will, in this place, they will widen and increase the miraculous anointing. As from next year, here mark my word, certain miracles will be happening in this church. I can see they are changing internal organs. In those days of the miraculous, the season of miracle, in those days, we used to have angels in meetings bringing spare parts. The Lord, I'm just being told now, those angels are back. I said, those angels are back. I'm not talking. I'm not just talking. I am announcing something that things have changed for the body of Christ. 2026 is a great year. How will I call 2026 year? How will I call it? Will I call it a year of visitation? A year of... I don't know how to describe what I'm feeling. It's new year. Not just for earth. It's a new year for new things. Shout hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church today? I make all things new. I make what? I'm not hearing you say that to me. I didn't want to come to church here today, just to let you know. We are praying in the middle of the night. The Lord spoke to me. But Pastor Adley, he doesn't make requests. Before he make requests and answer. But for him to tell me he wants me to come, and I said, no, it's not possible. I'll be going to Pastor Thompson's church. I want to go and pray for him. Let me just be with him for his birthday. So while we are praying, the Lord said, you can make it to new and living way this morning. I want you to come and minister, pray. To come and pray. And to bring you to close to your encounter. Do you believe it? Very soon, some of you will begin to receive miracles. He told me, he said, you can answer my son, answer him, come to church. He wants you to be here. I want you to come. I want you to come. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Jesus is here today. I say Jesus is here today. Jesus is here today. Can you behold Jesus?
Can we thank him? Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Father, we will give you, we trust you and we know you are walking. You're already walking. You are doing your work. You are walking. Amen. Just, I want you to be a bit silent. Certain things will happen while you are silent. Father, do what you want to do now while everybody is quiet. As you said it, we honor you. Thank you. He has just said it, it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Burning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Siminoite. Missing your height. Missing your heart. Hearing your heart. Seeing your heart. See your heart. See through your heart. I see your heart. I see your heart, my servant. See your desire. I know I think the work. Even strong desire for this my will, even this my word made manifest upon the earth. I see your obsessions. I see your heart. I see your heart. It's what attracts me. What keeps attracting me. Bringing me. Pulling me. I see your heart. That wants all my will. I see your heart. I also see your concern. My children, your people. I see your compassion. I see your desire for help for my children in their various estates, in their journeys. I help for them in their various places that they might come even into all of my will. Come to help you. Come to help you. Here, Lali, you come for you. Come to help you. Yet help you. Yet comfort you. Yet minister to you. Here for you. Through you, I might bring help to my people. See your heart. My fathers, say you. He sees your heart. We see your heart. We come to help you, Kyle. I am Jesus is Lord here to help you. I am come to minister to you. Brought blessing for the house. Brought blessing for you. That my people would be. I will do much to you to open a door. As too much to you to open a blessing. As too much to you to open a blessing over this house. As too much to you to open a door. Blessing. Open a blessing. Open a blessing. Bring down a blessing. I want to bless you to open this blessing. It's me as a blessing. It's me as a blessing. Open this me before you upon this house. Declare it. Provoke it. And I'll pour it down. I'll pour it down. It's before you. In thy heart. In thy mouth. Spirit of blessing. Upon house, new and living way church. Eli, Elohim, Eli, blessing, my blessing. Golenoshti, Goneshtibati, for your feet are feet of a blesser. Plup, 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 pour a blessing upon my people because I want to bless.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for the test of Reno. I am a toaster, so seal and a prophet, Tony. Jens Osea, Patavani. I just secreted in two lengths. I said, Befrey. I want to meet a Lord that I eat a church, a choven, Befrey. Into Siono, Kashanuate, Pavan, Pavan, Tosia. Into Lovenus, Aravanos, Taveni, Besosia, Tenteria. Into sojourning in a cabaragadoni, into setecridoni cabaradanoni galamoni, in catas antolina tomi, ambredos, tangens, liatoni, ma, matazoni, mezonia,
Mezoni. Me oto zi. Me hoze venoni. Zonina.
Elubshtu aini yot. Kisidilino aini yat. Efitilubuwa. Efitilubu fufuluatila. Efitilububuwa. Talibu buluwati. Efitilububu uteti alati dabalata. If we pull up Potter's spirit, even the spirit of framing, even the spirit of molding, even the spirit of shaping, even the spirit of remolding, even the spirit of altering, even changing, even the spirit of redirection, a spirit of redirection. Yeah, for this is a spirit. Spirit of destiny, 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 for to frame and reframe, for to shape and reshape, for to form and reform, for to align and realign, upon you to reshape, to reshape, to recross, to redirect, even part, in the spirit. Yes, say it. Ole Munande, speak it, and I will frame it again, and I will shape it again, and I will mold it again, and I will cause destiny to be tilted even in the exact direction of my plans and purposes again. I will cut off the hands of the adversary from tampering even with my cause, even with my direction, even with my people. Shade. Spirit of blessing upon your tongue. Spirit of shaping. Of shaping. Of shape. 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 Frame. Frame. Destiny. The God of destiny is here.
I submit tonight a day to the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking for one thing, the very evidence of your power. I declare, I ask today for your faithfulness, which is upon generation. Be faithful. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. We take the privilege of our high priest, the high priest of good things to come. Under his umbrella, we are here. Now the cause of heaven and the ministrations of God, that his throne will be very evident in our midst today. Throughout this meeting, from beginning to the end. And that what you want to bring to the people, the people will get it today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Can we shout hallelujah? I want us to open our Bible quickly. Yes. Amen. Give me the book of, I think it's the book of Romans. Not so. The book of Romans. I think Romans chapter 9, the potter, the lump. Is it Corinthians? Okay.
Hath not the potter power over the clay? Clay, the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Let's continue. Pray. What if God willing to show his wrath, to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted for destruction, to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory unto the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Amen. Even us, whom he had called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Amen. As he has said also in OC, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and I beloved, which are not my beloved. Praise God. And it shall come to pass that in that place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Then, amen, praise God. Esaias also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be like that, the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work, cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Praise God. As Isaiah also said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodoma and made like unto Gomorrah. Praise God. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness and have attained righteousness, even unto the righteousness of faith. Praise God. Quickly, hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Can you help me jump it? Take me back. Let me get that place. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. 18. Therefore, at he had had mercy on whom we will have mercy, and whom he will have had them. Let give me 15. Let's start from 15. Amen. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. That word compassion is grace. Amen. Compassion comes from mercy. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? The mercy is a great thing. So it's not of him that willeth, it's not even of him that runneth, it is of God that showeth mercy. So it's a solid place to really stand. And today, what came to my spirit, God said, I should tell you that I should bring mercy to you. All of you are not saying amen. Amen. By the time I'm explaining, you now know it's a very rare commodity in the spirit to get. It's a rare commodity to get. It's not everyone that has that thing conferred on him by God. It's not everyone. And God is merciful to everybody, but the covenant of mercy, are you listening to me? It's not everyone that had entered into it. But God wants me to just say it, shout hallelujah, and describe it the way I feel, I perceive in the spirit it to be described, ought to be described. So then it is not of him that willeth, it's not of him that runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. Is there any other verse there? Again, the next verse. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout generation. Okay, throughout all the earth. Amen. Can we say amen? I'm preparing. I want us to enter into it. Just very short message. Can we shout hallelujah? These are God designed the meeting this morning. That's why I say I need to quickly come and do what God said we should do. So can we say mercy? Everybody say it. All of you shout it.
Mercy.
All of you must say that.
Mercy.
Is there anybody who is interested in saying that?
Mercy.
Now I am interested
in that article, I'm interested in it for one reason. I will tell you the truth. Because that is the, amen, Pastor. That is the actual ministry God gave to me, and God gave to us, God gave to everyone here. Everything about what we are doing is mercy. Are you listening to me? My physical mother's name is Mercy. When my God gave us a mother spiritually, her name is Mercy. That is, Mama Ezekiel's name is Mercy. To me, there are two signs. Out of two witnesses or three, what is established. So I knew we are all from Mercy offspring. So I'm taking you back to your origin, where you begin from. You need to know how it operates. You need to know it. Amen. It's not easily, you cannot easily preach it. It's not pardon. Amen. Is mercy is not what, sir? I want us to shout it, every one of you. All of us must say that again. I hope you are going to have ear to hear what I'm saying to you. You will have mercy. It's not easy to have mercy. Amen. At times, mercy can be have or mercy can be gotten, and yet is not the ogidi mercy. So it's not the original mercy. Mercy can deceive you. Mercy can deceive you because we don't really know it. It's hidden. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Now, grace is fluid. Mercy is not fluid. Grace can move. Mercy doesn't move. Mercy sits. Mercy sits. You don't easily move mercy. You can't shake mercy. Mercy does not move. Mercy is a throne himself. So grace, love, all of those things are mercy children. I wanted to use the word mercy is static, not that it's lazy. It's not lazy. Because mercy has too much weight to run. Amen. It's heavier, stronger. How did they make mercy seat that sat upon the ark of the covenant of Israel? You have to go to Exodus to see how they design it. They design it with gold, not so? Thou shalt put mercy seat above the mercy seat, above the ark, and then the ark thou shalt put the testimony that thou shalt give to thee. Locate, if you can locate how they made it, then you will understand what I am trying to say. Now, amen. Thou shalt make mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. Thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, beaten work. Thou shalt make them in the 2 hands of the mercy seat. You look at me, every one of you. I want your attention, seriously. Everybody say amen. Amen. Mercy seat is different from the ark. Originally, the mercy seat is not the original covering of the ark. The ark was not made to be covered. I will tell you what I'm trying to say in essence is, the issue is, ark is different. Ark was overlaid with gold. Ark was made of wood. Then they overlaid it with gold. To tell you a mystery, that the ark is a combination. It can be a combination. Are you listening to me? Say amen. It can be the combination of the human and then the ghost signing for the divine to protect the saved person. So the ark can be
is the God takes a tree from the wood, walk on it, allow it to dry, then turn it into a furniture, then cover it with gold. But mercy is, it's not like that. Mercy is raw gold. When that mercy seat is heavier than the wood, heavier than the box itself. So mercy seat is originally there, is divine, is an headstone, is an headstone, is a seal of the box. So the meaning of the ark, I will give you an interpretation. The ark is a walk. That's why the ark has a height. The ark is a building, is a walk. It's walks put together. Are you listening to me? It signifies somebody who had walked up to high degree of salvation, then overlaid with gold. But inside him is a testimony. Am I complicating? Because that's one of the major things of the heart, the testament. The manner that is in, which is the hidden manner, hallelujah, actually reward, and the rod, which is also the rod of iron. Am I communicating to you? We see insignia, the rod of iron that you use in ruling all nations. Those are things that are put into it. But the major thing before the manna and the rod is the testimony. Is the testimony. So it's actually, it's not called the ark of the rod or the ark of the hidden manna, but the ark of the testimony, or somewhere ark of witness. Hear me? Say that, every one of you. Is there anybody answering me? Ark of witness. I'm not hearing you. Say that again. So, in other words, mercy is saying, this is what you have to do to get me to come and cover you. If this is not done, I will not cover you. So mercy can be moved out of where it's staying to other levels. For now, imagine this mercy is in the most holy place that is covered with a curtain. And it's not easy to move it. Not so. It's not easy to send it. But it has a rod, staves from the ark, which is an extension of mercy. Now, the mercy, the rod is not directly on the mercy seat, but it's an extension of the mercy seat. It tells you, if it's an extension and you draw it, you have turned it into grace. You have actually drawn from mercy. You are drawing from mercy. But for mercy to come, go and say, okay, I will have mercy on you. How I will give you mercy. It's a different ball game. There is nothing grace can't get done. I'm not lying to you. There is grace for all things. It's all mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, after we are dead in trespasses, God was have to be rich. God was rich in mercy. It means there is no sin we can commit that God can't what, sir? Not just, yeah, to forgive. No situation so bad that God can't repair. Yes, sir. We're all dead. Not so in trespasses and in sin. We're dead, but God. When but came in, you know that it's always a change of situation. But God, who is rich, God is richer than sin. Am I going to... God is greater than death. So what makes God greater than death? Because he's mercy. God is mercy. Amen? God is what, my brother? God is real mercy, for his great love. I hope I'm talking to you. Who is rich in mercy? Then God sent out of mercy great love. So mercy is actually his raw currency. So the crude oil is mercy. Are you listening? So, but great love is like diesel. Then grace can be, let's say, what, my brother? LPFO. Am I talking to you? Are you getting on, friend? So, but you can't use crude oil to actually run your gas cooker. Now, you cannot use crude oil to run your car. It won't work. So, Pahetana, you have to crack it down. You have to do what, my brother? You have to divide it into several products. When you say mercy, you are talking about everything together. I want to say something to you. If I give you 1 bottle of 1 gallon of crude oil, and then I give you 1 gallon of petrol, mercy is useless to you. That tells you that you, as a consumer, can't use mercy. You can't what, my brother? I want you to shout that. Say it again. You will use, when you look at what is this one to me? This is nonsense. I hope I'm talking to me. Can we shout hallelujah? Let me use petrol, Jerry. Amen. Suppose you don't have knowledge of crude oil. And they gave you crude oil. You put it in to cook your food. It's not cooking. You put it to, are you getting inside your car? The car is not starting. Yet, meanwhile, it's spoiling your engine. Because inside Nigerian crude oil is quota. At heavy things are there. Are you listening to me? And you are going to spoil your engine, damage your mechanism. Am I communicating? Because you have to actually break the oil down. So if it's not cracked, it's not useful to you. So, but someone who sees it and says, okay, Mr. Man, I'm going to be giving you 300 trucks of crude oil and 300 trucks of diesel. Somebody who doesn't know about crude oil will go for diesel. Ah, thank God, diesel, Jaroda, am I talking to you? But you leave the crude oil. I'm talking in other terms right now. But somebody who is knowledgeable, somebody who is informed that my life is made forever and ever. If I can refine, or if I can get the seller, or if I can move this crude oil to a refinery, what happens now? I will make how many times money? Much, Pastor, how much are you going to make from there? Just tell me how many times what? Is it 100% you have not made anything? You have not made anything. Because that is raw gold. Raw gold. Amen. Everyone say that is raw gold. Shout hallelujah. So that is how mercy is. When we say mercy, 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 we don't know it often. We don't really know it. It's too weighty to be carried. If they put mercy on you, you don't have backbone, it will suffocate you. Oh, Lord, have mercy on you. You're actually asking for grace. Oh, Lord, have mercy on you. You are telling God, he should think from his mercy throne to send you grace. He said, come to the throne of grace. Not so, my brother. I love the word obtain mercy. Let's see that verse. Let's see it. He said, therefore, let us come unto the boldly to the throne of grace. That what? Look at that verse. What are you supposed to obtain? I just want to tell you, your Thanksgiving gift today is mercy. So, first of all, I am spoiling your mind to let you know it's not something you attain easily. God wants to bring to you a very rare commodity. When it comes to your life, it can never be broken. It will remain so. That we shall that we will. That word may. Who can tell me? It's probability. So it means you can come boldly and you may not. Because there is a problem there. What is the problem? Messy decision. It's messy decision. We will not have mercy on him. I said that is merciful decision. Mercy have to decide. It is mercy that is in the potter's heart making decision how you should come out. If it's okay, I want you slim. Mercy made you slim. Many of us, we hate our stature. Can we shout, I have abused myself several times. Everybody shout hallelujah. But mercy framed me. It's only God who know if I'm like TJ, maybe I'll be a rascal. So God gave me a body that is too slow. Are you listening to me? That makes me to what, my brother? So I have mercy was in charge of it all. That's why you cannot change what mercy designed. I said there is a gift coming to you today. Oh, you don't believe what I'm saying to you? Sorry, I'm speaking Yoruba. Is the oracular spirit that is in my mouth. Am I communicating? What I came to do here today is to connect you to a flow in the spirit. And when you go home, you are not going to detach from it. As I'm talking to you, a spirit of mercy is being prepared. They are also preparing you and preparing themselves to hit you, to meet with you. Don't play with what I'm saying. Don't let your heart be slack to my words this morning. It's in time to receive. We should learn to receive. It's not easy to catch mercy. It is not easy to find mercy. It's not easy to obtain it. Are you listening to me? Because, like I say, it's a place of decision making. If God can look at you and say, not now, I won't have mercy on you. Maybe you don't understand me. God has turned down many Christians and said, we're not going to show them mercy for now. Certain mercy. Somebody said, what Reverend K is saying is wrong. What I'm saying is true. Can we shout hallelujah? Do you want me to agree with you? For example, I don't know the best. Don't think I'm proud so that you won't see me as proud. But I just want to show you that's the best example to say amen. Why? It's not everybody who is teaching this thing. How many people have been studying Bible to look for it? What decided it? You don't study for it. It is not of him. It is not of him. There are certain things that you have. It's not of him. It's not of him that what, sir? I call it mercy peak. Mercy has chosen you. There is a temo hanatanaya. There is never a time I call on mercy. It failed me. It's not possible. Because mercy is higher than faith. Mercy is greater than love. Even if faith, love, the will of God, mercy is greater than God's will. Mercy is the mother of the will of God. Oh, you don't believe me? Everybody say amen. What is making God will is something. Oh, when you see God, God is a whole lot of complex machine. Pastor Ernest Paul said, God does not know himself. I think he doesn't even know himself. He's so deep. Are you listening to me? He will beg you, can you pull me out? You know, it's not a joke. I didn't see this morning. I'm supposed to be sitting and teaching. But there is a serious business. We stafoni hala passes in atuban opa. It said to me to fulfill shemu. Isheti baba note kelebote na nahosa. Ishetomina na hote periposha. Ifa utolololomita. Totomi lotu. Etalatoto tomilatoto tolile toto. Ishalo lolololololomino. Alalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal Erolo alalo itala alilo masalilo ilo lila lo lilo lilo alalo lo momo lo loso atalolo balolo mino lulo 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 ashalolo lo ento manolo lo nalo eno lo 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 le lulo on lo lo antoto to lila 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 lili li ilala lolo En saso son 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 lolo fato. Ilala, alala, ilelo, intelola, entalola, entoselo, lo, entalo, insalo, edalo, elilo, lilo, lilo, ilo, ilo, esalo, mailo, ilo, salo. Intro lo, entry lo, eshalo.
Wheeling, oraculating the thoughts of mercy, the judgments of mercy are oraculating. Even decisions in the heart of the Father, make this vessel this way, shape this vessel this way.
For it is mercy that determines to make one vessel, yea, as a vessel of wrath, or another vessel as a vessel unto mercy. For the throne of mercy is making decisions over you.
over you. Alignment, realignment. Aligning, realigning. Shaping, reshaping. Forming, reforming. Making and making again. Mercy is reshaping, is reductoring, is reframing, is altering even things that had hitherto been framed in certain manner. Even things that are cast in stone are being recast again. Mercy! Molding, mold, amen. New mold, new mold.
Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? So much power is in this congregation today. And I can tell you, power that is here today can do anything. The power that is, we are tampering. Hello, sir. We have touched the powers of the world to come. I would lie to you that we've not. So what you are experiencing here are powers of the world to come. Ministering the shape of the nature of the world to come. Best indeed, can you tell me who nominated Mary to give birth to Jesus? How do you make that choice? Among what, sir? There's billions of it, or millions of virgins. Have you ever seen the choice of Mary for Jesus? Have you ever put yourself there? Okay, oh, you thought Mary was happy throughout as a young girl. Even when conceived in Jesus, she looked hard. She was carrying a load. Some other girls will never agree. They will beg the angel, please let God change it. I'm not interested. But to even allow Mary to agree, they framed her. Some of the things you are doing is not yourself. It's not yourself. It's something. The things that we even praise you for as quality, is not, you are not the one. It's none of us. Tell somebody beside you, hold your sister. Can you say something beautiful to your sister? That you tell her. Amen. Are we saying amen? And you all agree with me that the wall of eternal life is greater than love. Wonderful. Eternal life is more than love of God. How many of you know that one? Eternal life is more than, is a merciful realm. That's why you know, you can't, nobody can have eternal life because you walk to eternal life. So eternal life is mercy seat. It's a covering. If he decide not to cover you. So everlasting life is all of the ark. So eternal life comes, finally put it on top of the ark. So it's a reward. Reward is covering. Your reward is what covers you. If God decides not to cover you, mercy can say, Lord, I have done the work, but I decide not to. If you say, Lord, I have the pass mark, argue in the courts of heaven, it will tell you, I refuse to cover you. And there's nothing you can do. If he decides and says, I won't give you the reward.
Lord, I am qualified to sit on the throne. That is why at the end of the walk, just tell the person you work for and say, I am an unfaithful servant or profitable servant. Don't think you brought profit. It was Jesus who said that. Then they will now tell you, enter into the joy of your Lord. So nobody should boast about what you have done for God. It is mercy considering your work. Hey, yeah, it is mercy. Look at how this guy is working for me. Lord, I have suffered for you. It's mercy. If they show you those who suffer for God, if they show you and I, those who have, me and me, I have never suffered. I have not, maybe I have said it before, I take the words back. I have never suffered, though. I've been enjoying, though. I have been enjoying. I say I have been enjoying. I've been enjoying. God has tampered me well with mercy, especially saints of the last days. If they show you Paul a little bit, shipwreck, you reclodon. Three times. Paul was thrown into the sea deep a night and a day. How many hours? He was in the deep, in the waters. When they say deep, no light there, is darkness. You can't breathe in the deep. Because the lower you go, the higher the pressure. They say pressure increases with depth. So I don't even know how he survived in the deep. Not in river, he's sea. What? Mercy. Some people, because tiny, I said tiny, light affliction is for but for a moment. I remember people don't like this testimony. They say it will brand your color, it will make your distinct name, it will sell you very well. I don't care about selling me because there is nothing that is sellable about me. All I just want to is what God wants me to be. The first time I lost my first child, a daughter, very beautiful girl. Hallelujah. The thing was, he wanted to take me. Then the Lord spoke to me. He said, the light affliction. He said, see it as a scratch. As a blade cut. God told me, he said, it's not a serious thing. He said, get back into the spirit. And don't cry. Be strong. He said, you break protocol if you cry. I didn't tell my wife this. Someone said, oh, God is a failure God. You don't know who God is. He's not a failure God. Lord, it's nothing. He says, see it as nothing. And I treated this as nothing. But some people, a man, before you get some people out of the place, what kept me that way is mercy. So the Reverend K is stubborn. I'm not stubborn. Ordinary man can't do that except he's equipped by God by mercy. So mercy saw me through. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Everybody say amen. Everyone say mercy. And he said, move to the next level. Move to the next level. I say, move to the next level. Finally, why is the devil interested in you? I will tell you why the devil is interested in you. The devil is interested in you because of what you carry. If you have something in you, Satan hates you, then he will pressure you, he will marshal against you, because he feels if he stops you, hallelujah, everything that you are contributing to the quota of the kingdom stops. So he hates you, you're a target. Why is he so? Why is the devil like that? Ask me at times, why is it difficult to deal with the devil? Answer me why, brother. Now, the devil obtained mercy a long time ago. From the beginning, he's a messy creature. Ask me why. You don't you see cherubim standing on messy seat? So they are messy weaved. They are actually vessels of mercy in the present. Am I communicating to you? So to defeat the devil, you need mercy, new mercy. I say new mercy. All of you say new mercy. As long as it is mercy, I know it's an inferior mercy that this whole creation is compared to the one that is about to come. When they say the world to come, the new world, new things to come, is coming from a new mercy. The actual original mercy. I can tell you nothing can undo mercy except it's mercy. So God has to go back to his original mercy, tap it and say, Rolupa, and say, listen to me, I'm going to have mercy. But I'm going to have mercy much more than what you have, against the damage you have caused. I'm talking about mercy. I know you've not gotten what I'm saying yet. Shout hallelujah. I am praying in the next 10 minutes, it should be inside of you. This man talking to you is a testimony of mercy. I am a testimony. I have not told you. Hallelujah. One time they locked me in a cell many years ago. He told me, I said, I don't have faith. He said, then you have mercy. He said, you have mercy. Capitalize on the mercy. Then I began to talk about mercy. Mercy, mercy. Then the police came. They say, Pastor, how much do you have? He said, come out. I came out. I didn't go back to that cell again because mercy came. When prayers have failed, mercy doesn't fail. They said the steadfast of the Lord never ceases. What are they, every one of you? I said they never what, every one of you? What are they, every one of you? Say new every morning. Shout it again. And the Lord's message that we are not consumed because of his compassion, fail not. They are new every morning. Great. Are you seeing it? Great is what, sir? What's the meaning of faithfulness? Unshiftedness of God. Steadfastness of God. Unchangeableness of God. While God will not change his decision over you, despite your own failure. If mercy is not the thing rocking the power of faithfulness, are you listening to me? God will change his mind concerning you. Because many things will make God to withdraw. But instead, God remains steadfast. He is faithful to his promise. What he has promised Abraham. When he look at Abraham and Tokwa is not yet there. Tokwa is, he has not reached the pedigree of receiving this thing, but I am faithful to Abraham. I will be faithful to Jesus. Jesus has actually obtained a mercy from heaven. He didn't obtain it for himself. He obtained it for us. My children, if you know the mercy that is at work towards you this morning, honestly, you will sleep like a baby. I want to let heaven collapse. Let heaven fall. Let the earth give way. Mercy will never pass away. And I can tell you, mercy, mercy, mercy is the mother of miracle. You don't understand me. I say mercy is what, sir? All of you are not talking. You are not alive this morning. I say mercy is the mother of miracles, sir. Mercy give birth. Mercy has offspring. You can't count the offspring from mercy. Mercy has never failed. She's not barren. Mercy is fruitful. Mercy is, I don't call mercy is blessed. Mercy blesses. Are you a saint? You don't need motivational message to be rich. Do you know it's in the allocation of mercy that if you don't run, just being, you don't know how to plan. You don't have sense for business. You don't have sense to increase. Mercy can meet you. There are shortcuts of mercy. I say mercy can meet a man and decide and plan that you, you'll be the next billionaire. And I will protect you, and nothing anybody can do about it. Please, fear mercy. I say, be afraid of mercy. And I know, be afraid of, because I don't know the who's mercy covenant. That is like, mercy is standing beside somebody today. It's like mercy is beside you today. Are we saying amen?
Amen?
How many of you know that mercy is with you? You can obtain it. I say you can obtain it.
Amen.
I say you can obtain it.
Amen.
One of my friends defined mercy. I've said it here. He defined mercy as uncontrollable desire of God to do good. What did I call it, sir?
Uncontrollable desire of God.
He can't control it. You know those blind, not blind, you see the 10 lepers. They pressed a button that turned Jesus around. They didn't say, we have faith in you. One thing with mercy is that even when your faith is weak, mercy will work. I'm not lying to you. When your faith just hang inside mercy. And anytime I'm pleading mercy, faith rises. You have shortage of fuel of faith? Touch mercy keys. Mercy keys. Everyone say mercy keys.
Mercy keys.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You know, everything about David was his mercy. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness. Your faithfulness with my mouth. We are standing under the throne of mercy. There is the throne over us. The spread of mercy. They kept saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon us. Hello, Jesus didn't ask them, do you have faith? Every other healing, have faith. Your faith made thee whole. Jesus never asked them, do you have faith? Go and show yourself to the priest. It's already concluded. He said, when you use mercy, you see, even when you are faithless, mercy generates faith. Keep saying it. Keep leading it. You don't know what you are carrying home, sir. Say it. Use it. Amen. I see the Lord. I just saw the Lord spoke to me. He said, mercy demobilizes the devil. Anything that your children, your wife, anything, plead mercy. Keep singing mercies. Keep singing mercy song. Up mercy vigil. Just up, begin to sing mercy. Sing of his faithfulness. Listen to me. When you are calling for mercy, amen, You are inviting a new ground entirely. Another platform. Which is not compact in nature.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you the faith fights.
Yes, sir.
Fight the good fight of it. Mercy doesn't fight. Mercy rests. So when you are bringing mercy, let the swords be turned into plowshares. Spears be turned into pruning hooks. End of war. When you bring mercy, everyone say, when you bring mercy. All of you are not talking. I said, when you bring mercy. Say it again, sir.
When you bring mercy.
I'm not hearing you, everybody.
When you bring mercy.
I'm not hearing these people say this.
When you bring mercy.
Do you know what you have brought? An end to all strife. When you bring mercy, you are bringing hope. You are inviting hope. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ajama no nani no no lo jaja lo kere de te laja. Ene sete jaja lo jabada. Ere do jojo. Alamo lo konsolo jo lo janja lo rete. Etere de te lo jaja la kakaka laja. Ala lo jaja laja o laja. Ida lode jaja loja lo jaja elaja ola laja oja olaja oti laja oti laja oh. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said if there is war, mercy stops the war. Mercy fights until it divides the fight. I don't know what's for olaja olaja. It's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I said today, I said mercy is here. Obtain mercy.
Yeah.
I priest of good things to come. Turn your heart. Turn your heart. As your father turns his heart. Turn your heart. Oh, my priest. Is it possible to have mercy? It's possible, oh. It's possible. We hope. And therefore we stay. And therefore we covet with the heart that can obtain. We don't trust in anything. But we plead your mercy. Receive it. Go with it.
Yeah.
I want to say something to you. Is it what I have taught you today? Keep it here. Don't lose it. Keep it here. I say, what did I say to you?
Yeah.
You are not hearing me. Heaven. What you are, what, sir? When you are inside plane and this plane is about to burn, call this thing.
Yeah.
I said, call this thing. When everybody is crying, call it.
Mercy.
Shout the owner of it. Jesus, have mercy.
Mercy.
I know that your plane won't catch fire. But I'm just telling you, Have this thing as a commodity. Every morning, instead of complaining, pour mercy libation on your problem. Because they are new every morning. If the devil tells you, but you have called it yesterday, yeah, you say this is another morning. Are you blessed today? How many of you know you are going home with this thing? Father, we thank you. Can you all shout seriously? Jesus.
the Son of God. Have mercy on us. I'm going to count three. Then you shout with all your power. One, two. Are you ready? Then three. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? Amen.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call +234 816 236 6700. You can also contact us through WhatsApp on +234 803 688 4759. God bless you.